Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Oh, I am wonderful. You know, February is one of those strange months. It only has 28 days, most years. And it starts out with a bang because it starts out with Groundhog Day. Did you pay attention to Punxsutawney Phil?
No.
No. Well, funny thing about Punxsutawney Phil is that he predicted there would be 6 more weeks of winter. And if you look at the calendar, there's always 6 more weeks of winter on February 2nd. It just depends on whether it's going to be really cold or not. But the calendar says that spring won't get here for 6 more weeks. So we know we're going to have some more cold weather. Excuse me. But we also know that towards the end of this week, we're going to have some really warm weather. Well, we had another holiday, which was Valentine's Day, which is celebrated with candy and flowers. Now, I always thought flowers were a little bit peculiar because it's not spring yet, but that's okay. I enjoy the chocolate part. I hope you are able to enjoy some chocolate too. So, and then tomorrow we have President's Day. How about that? Where it used to be George and Abraham had separate holidays, but they've combined them to President's Day. Today is Transfiguration, which is kind of like transform, which is kind of like change. And we know that that Jesus is human, and we see that in his relationship with his disciples. And he shares meals with them, and he walks with them, and he teaches them like a human teacher. But this Sunday, 3 of his disciples will get to see him in his godly form. And they will get to see the God shine through him, and it'll be beautiful, beautiful. Kind of like a beautiful sunrise or a beautiful sunset when it's just takes your breath away. Well, we also have some more stuff going on this week, and that's our pancake supper, which is always fun. If you like having breakfast for dinner, who doesn't like that? And you don't have to cook it. So that's even better, and it's always delicious. We hope you'll join us from 5 to 7 on Tuesday. On Wednesday, it begins Lent. Lent is when we take a bit of time and step back from the world. We can pick something up, like a new devotional book, or we can put something down, like our phones. We can do things that'll help give us a little more time to be with God. We can pray more. Maybe we'll clean out a closet and give our stuff away to help those who don't have. Maybe we'll donate food. Maybe we'll make something to share with a neighbor. There's a lot of things we can do in Lent that will help us get closer to Jesus and help us understand what he was teaching us, to care for each other and to spend time with him. So, I hope you'll enjoy this week and participate wherever you can. It's not a threat. It's not an imposition. This is something that you should do with joy and celebration. So, let us pray. Lord, thank you for this time. Thank you for your love. Thank you for celebrations. And help guide us and teach us how you want us to live. In Christ's name we give thanks. Amen.